Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Monday, June 27th, 2016. This is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Court grants attorney Joshua Francis leave to apply for a judicial review on a charge for an alleged offense. Developer calls for public support of Dominica rehousing project. And Brexit. Germany rules out informal negotiations.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back in news this morning. Attorney Joshua Francis has been granted leave to apply for judicial review after a charge for an alleged offense earlier this year. Through this procedure, a court can review an administrative action by a public body and secure a declaration, order, or award. Mr. Francis's legal team filed an application for judicial review against the decision of the Director of Public Prosecutions, Police Commissioner, Chief Magistrate, and a police officer in March 2016. According to the application filed, the decision can be challenged on three main grounds: illegality, irrationality, referred to as Wensbury unreasonableness, and procedural impropriety. Justice Bernie Stevenson granted Francis leave to apply for judicial review within 14 days from Friday, 24th June 2016. Justice Stevenson, however, did not approve Mr. Francis's application for specific disclosure. No charge has been read to date, as Mr. Francis had earlier obtained a stay of proceedings at the magistrate's court. In more news this morning, opposition leader Lennox Linton says the people have an important role to play in a democracy. Linton stated that if the responsibility to be very vocal when things go wrong is not exercised, dictatorship could emerge and thrive. He is therefore appealing to Dominicans to protest injustice from government.
There's a role for the people in participatory democracies. A role to know what is going on. Make it your point of duty to know what's going on. And a role to object when things are going wrong. A role to protest injustice. A role to say to the people who govern you, I do not like this, I do not like that. This is okay, that is fine, but I do not like this, I do not like... You have that responsibility. And without the exercise of that responsibility, you build dictatorships where people believe that they can do what they want with you.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton. Meantime, I don't fear him, says attorney Anthony Astafan, regarding what he alleges to be threats made by opposition leader Lennox Linton. Astafan stated that Mr. Linton is not respected by his colleagues, therefore his threats are a lash out against this disrespect. He called on the police commissioner to arrest Linton or anyone involved in threatening public order.
They have no respect for him, so he comes back threatening everybody, including me. But I don't fear him, I don't fear them, and I will say it again. Mr. Commissioner, if you or your senior officers are listening, if Lennox Linton or anybody else makes threats against any civilian or the public order, you have a legal, constitutional duty to have him arrested for questioning, and if necessary, to be charged.
Attorney Anthony Astafan. In more news, Education Minister Peter Sejar Peter Sejar, sorry, tells students of the graduating class of the Kasebrew Secondary School to listen to themselves rather than to negative voices. He encouraged the students to attend college, saying that even if they have no means to attend, government will aid in paying their tuition during their years of college.
Do not let the voice of others drown your inner voice. And if, by chance, a voice says college is not necessary, or your family does not have the requisite funds for payment of tuition, then allow your inner voice to say to you, whatever the cost, I will make it. And remember, there is one voice that says, the government of Dominica shall assist you through your life at Dominica State College by ensuring that the tuition fees are paid.
Education Minister Peter Sejar. Meantime, the Dominica Manufacturers Association, DMA, Dominica Coalition of Services Industries, along with the Dominica Export-Import Agency, DEXIA, and the Ministry of Commerce, are collaborating on the Buy Dominica campaign in the month of September 2016. According to a release, the theme for the campaign is Buy Local, Go Global, building our products and services for global success. It states further that this theme is pertinent to Dominica's product and service providers, encouraging growth in the local marketplace and significant opportunities in the international market. The objectives of this campaign includes bringing attention to the local products and services of Dominica, emphasizing the need for professionalism amongst product and service providers, and highlighting the importance of product and service quality. The Buy Dominica campaign will be launched on Wednesday, 29th June 2016 at the DEXIA conference room. Now, PAHO representative for Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean, Dr. Godfrey Zureb, expresses his concern over the high rate of amputation among males in Dominica. He made remarks to that effect at the Dominica Diabetes Association, DOMDA, annual general meeting on Wednesday. He said although the rate of amputation has generally decreased from 2010 to 2014, men remain an area of concern. DOMDA observed their AGM under the theme, Waste the Waste. Zureb stated, I think one of the biggest targets we should be looking at is men. We have too many men suffering from amputations as a consequence of diabetes and high blood pressure. He added, what is worrying is that the data shows these amputations are happening at a young age, with quite a large number occurring in the age group of 45 to 54. This is the productive motor of the economy and the country. If that group is not productive, then the whole country is not productive. He encouraged men and all who are vulnerable to complications to take all the preventative measures necessary and to seek regular health checkups. Zureb also highlighted the need to ensure that service is promptly accessible to those in need. Now, UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine is expressing concern over a decision taken by Dominica's Ambassador Hubert Charles at a high-level OAS meeting held on Wednesday, the 22nd of June 2016 in Washington, D.C. Recently, an OAS meeting was held to address the issue facing Venezuela at present. The majority of the OAS executives are holding President Nicolas Maduro responsible for the current state of Venezuela. Mr. Charles, along with 10 other representatives from other countries, voted against the view of the OAS. Mr. Fontaine says this decision by Mr. Hubert Charles has placed Dominica under serious scrutiny by other world leaders.
Dominica is coming under severe pressure because Dominica, the Dominican public should know that yesterday at the United Nations, at the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C., the OAS, Dominica's ambassador, Mr. Hubert Charles, based in Washington, D.C., voted against most of the members of the OAS and in support of Venezuela. the vote was to basically blame what this vote was to put the blame for the plight of the suffering Venezuelans squarely at the doorsteps of Maduro. In other words, Maduro has been held personally responsible for the corruption, for the violence, and for the state of poverty that now exists in Venezuela. The majority of the countries voted in support of that resolution, which is the first step in expelling Venezuela from the Organization of American States. Dominica was one of 11 countries that supported Venezuela against the Organization of American States, and of the other persons, the other countries, obviously, most of the Latin American countries, Ecuador, Bolivia, these types of countries that supported Nicaragua, that supported, along with Dominica, supported Venezuela.
UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine. In more news, Darren Bravo's third one-day international century helped West Indies defeat South Africa on Friday, plummets them into the finals of the Baller Cup Three Nations Series. Left-handed Bravo's 102, which earned him the Player of the Match award, was the pillar upon which the Windies built a tremendous recovery from 21 for 4 to reach 285 all-out in 49 overs. After they were put into bat on a hard, true Kensington Oval pitch in the ninth match of the tournament, Shannon Gabriel, playing only his second ODI for the Caribbean side, tore through the South African top order in a destructive opening burst of 5 overs, and the visitors were eventually dismissed for 186 to 46 overs. Gabriel ended with 3 for 17, and off-spinner Sunil Narin finished with 3 for 28 from his allotted 10 overs. The result meant that West Indies face ODI world champions and world number one Australia in the final on Sunday at the same venue. The West Indies squad for the final comprises of Jason Holder, the captain, Suleiman Ben, Carlos Brathwaite, Darren Bravo, Jonathan Carter, Johnson Charles, Andre Fletcher, Shannon Gabriel, Sunil Narin, Ashley Nurse, Kieran Pollard, Dennis Ramden, and Malon Samuels. Meantime, in more news in the region, the CEO of Montreal Management Consultants, Est MMCE, the firm leading a citizenship by investment financed rehousing program in Dominica, has spoken of his pride in the project, which will help thousands of displaced people. In a press release on Sunday, Dr. Anthony Hayden said his company wished to contribute to the well-being of Dominica and give back to a country where it operates business. MMCE signed a contract with the government of Dominica earlier this month to fund the construction of 315 residential units for the displaced residents of Petite Savanne following Tropical Storm Erica. Mr. Hayden spoke out after some questioned the selection of MMCE, a law firm that specializes in immigration and citizenship services for a development project. He explained that while MMCE is funding the project, a specialist engineering firm, CV Tech, has been appointed to project manage the development. Meantime, there can be no talks on Brexit before the UK formally begins the process to quit the EU, Germany's government says. The UK would be given a reasonable amount of time, but there must be no impasse, a spokesman stated. The leaders of Germany, France, and Italy meet later in Berlin, with the speed of negotiations from Britain's exit high on the agenda. UK Finance Minister George Osborne has issued a statement to try to calm markets amid continuing volatility. UK shares have remained uneasy in the wake of the vote, although Mr. Osborne's statement appeared to have helped lessen further big falls in stocks and the pound. Last Thursday, Britain voted by 52% to 48% to leave the EU. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Courts grant attorney Joshua Francis leave to apply for a judicial review on a charge for an alleged offense. Developer calls for public support of Dominica rehousing project, and Brexit. Germany rules out informal negotiations. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a very pleasant morning.